Side 4. Finally, I think that creative visualization can be used most effectively in creating for yourself a sanctuary. As I said earlier on, you are an individual and you are on your own. The only way you can get in touch with who am I and work upon yourself is for you to pull out of the hustle and bustle of daily life and to look at yourself. And that sanctuary is a place where you are in prayer with yourself. And that prayer can be in any way that you want to pray, or it can be a meditation, or it can be listening to music, or it can be running on the beach. But you do have to have time where you begin to look at your feelings, where you begin to process all of the negativity out, where you make the negativity little by making it unimportant, and you make the good things, the glorious things, the loving things, important. And that, I think, is one of the main functions of creative visualization. As you develop this technique, the miracle maker's technique, one of the things that perhaps you're going to want to work on is your ability to pull prosperity. And of course, the very first thing that you have to do is you have to go beyond the tribal beliefs of scarcity. The world is not scarce. It is superfluous in its abundance. There is more of everything that we'll ever need than we can possibly use. We believe in scarcity because we're taught it. Using the creative visualization technique and using the miracle action plan, you can begin to see yourself more prosperous. And that is going to be vital for you because you're going to need money. And with that money, you're going to buy those experiences and those understandings and that knowledge that you need to acquire. And so as you begin to see yourself more prosperous, you become more prosperous. It's as simple as that. What makes a very wealthy businessman wealthy is the fact that he's comfortable or she is comfortable with money. She's comfortable and he is comfortable with receiving. And he sees himself in the marketplace creating many things. And those many things bring that kind of abundance. What you're doing then with your visualization plan or with your miracle plan is you're writing a film script and you're creating a film where you're living comfortably in luxury, with all the things that you need around you, and all of that money energy is there. You're organized. You've got a way of taking the money. You know how to account for it. You can bank it. You can add it up. You have it in balance. You're conscious so that you know how much money you have. You don't find yourself spending $5,000 and earning $4,000. You find that you are in control. And in the same way as you have to train yourself to know who you are, in the same area, in money, you have to train yourself to know about what resources you have, what they bring in, and how much your lifestyle costs. If you've got yourself out of control and your lifestyle costs more than you're actually earning, you have one of two options. One, reduce your lifestyle. Cut out those things that are not necessary, that are not absolutely needed for your life. And the other thing is to go out into the marketplace and create more money. There's a simplicity in that that most people miss. But it is simple. And it is simple to be in charge of money and to be powerful and to have the money that you want in your life. But first, it has to be a concept inside of you. A creative visualization and feeling that you will always be looked after, that there will always be enough money. As you develop desires, as you develop goals, you have to understand that your goal has to be like a purpose in life rather than an addiction. As you develop a goal to become a great musician, that would be a purpose. And the purpose of being a great musician would be, one, you're expressing creativity, two, you're doing something you enjoy, and three, you're giving that joy to others. If that purpose becomes an addiction, it becomes obsessive, then you begin to destroy the quality of the desire. The whole reason why desires come about is that it's almost as if you can ignore them. Once you have the desire, you can put it out there, you can do all the things that you're going to need to do to materialize the desire, but also a part of you has to release the desire. And if you say, well, if I don't become a great musician, what I'll do is I'll just get joy from playing whatever music it is I play. I'll get joy from listening to other people's music. I'll get joy of creating this dimension of sound around me that gives me pleasure. And so you have to be careful with that, because so often desires become obsessions, and that, in a way, has a way of destroying your ability to materialize that desire. It all really goes back, does it not, into you believing in yourself. And of course, you can't say to a person, hey, believe in yourself, if they don't. What you have to do is you have to begin to see your life as an affirmation of your belief in yourself. And as you begin to see where the successes are, what works and what doesn't, then slowly but surely you come into an energy where believing in yourself is natural. You naturally know that you can follow through, that you can deliver. Finally, I'd like to say this. The planet Earth will be healed. There will be prosperity for all people. There will be an end to wars. There will be a golden age. However, as humans, we have to understand that it may take time. It may take a long time. But we can be sure that it will be there, because it is so much part of the inner yearning of humanity. When you pour out of the day-to-day life and you become prosperous, you become peaceful, your body is healed, you have already created the golden age within you. And so if we are walking on the planet and there's 4.9 billion people, if you are one that has the golden age there already, you begin to create that for everybody else. Your gift to the world will be this power that you create. And you will create it silently. You won't wear it on your sleeve, sort of pushing it upon people or bragging about it. You just create power. And you create this golden age around you, and people will see it inside of you. And they'll say, gosh, isn't that person marvelous? I mean, aren't they wonderful? Look how calm and peaceful they are, how poised they are. Look at their sensuality, their beauty. Look at their understanding, their knowledge, their wisdom. And you become that energy. Nobody is going to come down to the planet Earth and wave a wand and fix it for us. We're going to fix it as individuals. You fix it for yourself, and then you radiate that magnificence to others. That is your gift to the world, and that is your higher purpose in life. Thank you. There now follows a Creating Miracles in Your Life meditation. Before we begin, take one or two items from your miracle action plan list, those things that you wish to materialize in your life, and review them in your mind. Find a place that you won't be disturbed in. Find a comfortable chair and sit down. Have your back straight, your feet upon the floor, your hands on your lap, palms down. Take a slow and gentle breath. Hold it for a moment. Exhale. Take another slow and gentle breath. Hold that for a moment. Then exhale. Take another slow and gentle breath. Hold it for a moment. Exhale. Feel your body becoming deeply relaxed. Feel how simple it is to relax your entire body. In your mind's eye, I would like you to imagine yourself walking across a green field. Be aware of the freshness of the grass at your feet. Be aware of the warmth of the sun. Be aware of an expanse of water somewhere near the field. Be aware of birds flying back and forth, melodically singing their tunes. And as you walk through this field, I want you to become aware of a sense of deep inner calm, a sense that you and nature are one and the same, that you have within you the same abundance that is in nature. And as you walk along this field, I want you to be aware of a small hill in the distance. Walk up towards the hill. And as you get to the top of the hill, I want you to find a comfortable place to sit down. Sit with your back straight and your feet upon the floor. Your hands in your lap, palms down. Take a moment to put your mind into your left foot and totally relax your left foot. Next, put your mind into your right foot and relax your right foot. Then transfer your mind into your legs and totally relax the muscles of your legs. Feel your body becoming more and more relaxed. Relax your upper torso. Release all tension from your chest. Take a slow and gentle breath. Hold it for a moment. Exhale, going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Release all tension from your neck and your shoulders. Relax the muscles of your arms. Feel your hands heavy in your lap. Release all tension from your neck and shoulders, the muscles of your jaw, and the muscles around your eyes. Take a slow and gentle breath. Hold it for a moment. Exhale. As you sit there in nature, I want you to be aware of a small forest that's nearby. Get up from where you're sitting and walk calmly and gracefully toward that forest. Begin to walk into the forest. Begin to feel the life force of the forest all around you. Feel yourself entering deeper and deeper into the forest. You become aware of the fact that it's getting darker and darker. The vegetation all around you is getting thicker. Your progress is slowing somewhat. As you move through this forest, feel a deep sense of inner security, even though you do not know where you're going. Continue to walk down this path through the forest. And as you do so, be aware of the vegetation that is thickening around you. Be aware that somehow, some way, your progress is slowing almost to a standstill. And as you look at your body, be aware of the fact that the vegetation is growing around your limbs and around your legs. Allow the vegetation to hold you and to wrap you. Be aware of vines and bushes that are growing around your arms, holding you in position. Allow that to happen. Allow that to be. And as you look at these vines and you look at the vegetation that's holding you in place, become aware that that vegetation is in fact your limitations, the programming that is a part of your mind. Be aware of how much that limitation has served you in the past. Be aware of how those limitations have allowed you to reach this point in your life. Become aware of the fact that you now wish to release those limitations. Beside you, there in the forest, is a stick. I want you to move your body just a little bit, so that you can pick up the stick. Once you have the stick in your hand, I want you to begin to thrash and to cut and to break away that vegetation and those vines that are holding you in place. Do that now. We'll wait for you. as you release the limitations around you, realize how free you are becoming without all those encumbrances, without all those old belief patterns holding you back. And as you free yourself from the vines and the vegetation that was holding you, I want you to continue along your path down through the forest. You're perfectly at one and at peace with all things. High above you is a ray of sunlight shining down upon your path, bathing you in a golden light. And as you walk down this path, I want you to be aware of a large rock covered in moss. Go up to the rock and find a comfortable place to sit down. Be aware of the golden light shining upon the center of your being. Take a slow and gentle breath, and as you exhale, say silently, "My expectations are truly limitless." Put up in your mind's eye the first item on your miracle action plan. Take a good look at that thing that you truly want in your life. As you look at it, become familiar with it and become familiar with the way it feels. See yourself with that thing granted in your life. Do that now. When you're truly familiar with what that thing feels like, I want you to put it on like an overcoat and have it permeate every molecule of your being. Make it a part of your life. Feel it grounded. Know that it is there. Next, put up another item from your miracle list and take a good look at that. Turn it around. Feel yourself a part of it. Feel those circumstances unfolding in your life. Be sure that you and the thing that you desire are one and the same, congruent in every way. Take a moment to look at the second item on your miracle list. Once you're sure that you really know what that is, and once you can feel yourself a part of it, and it is a part of you, put it on like an overcoat. Have it permeate every molecule of your being. Take a slow and gentle breath. Hold it for a moment. Exhale, going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Finally, put up the third item from your miracle action plan and take a look at that. Remember to be sure that you know how it feels. Remember to make it a natural part of your life. Once you and that item are one and the same energy, put it on like an overcoat and have it permeate every molecule of your being. Be aware of the ray of golden light shining upon the center of your body and allow that body to diffuse through your entire being. Take a slow and gentle breath and say silently after me, "I'm eternal, immortal, universal and infinite. My expectations are truly limitless." Move away from the rock and continue walking down the path. As you walk down the path, going ever deeper and deeper into the forest, become aware of a nature spirit or some type of nature being sitting on a tree stump up ahead of you. Take a moment to honor the spirit of the nature being, and then walk up towards it. Realize that the nature being is truly powerful, truly all-knowing, the nature being tells you that you may ask it one question about your life, and it will answer. Ask your question now. We will wait for you. Once the nature spirit gives you the answer to your question, turn around and begin to walk out of the forest once more. As you walk down the path, be aware of the rock once more. Be aware of the ray of sunlight shining upon your being. And as you come through the area where the vines and the leaves originally held you, be aware that some of them have now grown back. Take the stick and cut away the last vines, the last limitations. And when you feel totally clear of any restriction or limitation in your life, walk gradually and peacefully out of the forest. Walk down the little hill and across the field, and then turn and face the sunlight. Allow it to shine upon the center of your being. Take a slow and gentle breath and repeat after me. Change is a natural part of my life. All things are possible to me. I am what I am, and what I am has beauty and strength. And in your own time and space, open your eyes and return to the physical plane.